Hey, you're back. So if you are on episode two, that means you survived episode one and you decided you were going to come back with for a little bit more punishment. But honestly, I'm just really glad that you came back to listen. How are you? A lot has happened since last week when I launched the first episode of Live Your Best Life. I was just so taken back and I mean, I just had a ray of emotions. You know, I launched it. I was just like, oh, you know, I'll be lucky if I get, you know, a couple of people to listen. And again, it wasn't, when I did this, it was, we're going to have some fun with it. You know, we're going to, you got nowhere to talk now because you ain't got no job. So we're going to do something. And I didn't set an expectations because I feel like, you know what, the minute you set yourself this huge, large expectations, especially with something like this, you're just doing it for fun, you know, you let yourself down. And the fact that I surpassed anything that I even thought with just the very first episode, and that was all because of you. So if you're back for the second one, I mean, listen, thank you. In all of that too, in the recent launch, I also picked up a sponsor. Like someone decided, hey, you know what? I think I'm gonna invest in you. Thank you so much to Dr. Tiffany Russell at the Chiropractic Edge in Waynesboro. You guys, listen, if you are dealing with that back pain, that neck pain, that you just, you're like, oh my God, and you're tired of taking like ibuprofen and all that, whatever it is that you're taking, whatever you're doing, you're just tired of it. Make sure you stop on by to go see my girl, Dr. Tiffany Russell at the Chiropractic Edge. She's located at 12080 Skywalk Drive, Unit B, Waynesboro, 17268. So yeah, that's in the tri-state. I mean, listen, she's worth the drive if you're listening that's from somewhere else because, you know, she's worth it or the ticket or the flight, whatever it is. You can give her a call at 717-749-7111. And her hours are Monday through Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Fridays, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, that's the Chiropractic Edge in Waynesboro in the tri-state, the beautiful Pennsylvania. So yes, all that happened in just 1 week. I'm just so taken back. Like I had no idea. It was just for fun. And then the fact that fun can, you know, lead to, you know, paying a bill or two that you need or getting my back cracked, all of it, whatever the case might be. It was just, yeah, it was awesome. Anyway, you guys, so I saw something and I this isn't even going to be a topic or anything, but I was sitting on my back porch. So some of you guys know there's an ongoing joke about me being outdoorsy and sitting on my back porch. I love my porch. It's my thinking place. You know, sometimes some people have the toilet to sit on and that's their thinking place. Whatever the case might be, the back porch is for me. And there's this newlywed couple that moved in next door. Super sweet. Like, honestly, all my neighbors are really sweet. But I saw something and they're young. They are probably in their mid 20s. If they're in their 30s, I'd be really, really shocked. So I'm going to say early to mid 20s. And they were leaving their home, right? They were going somewhere. And I see him open the driver's side door for her to get in. She was driving. I mean, listen, if you've ever seen the movie Bronx Tale, you know, the whole, like, if you open the door for the girl and she reaches over and opens the door, you know, like the whole Hollywood romance, right? It was romance right here in my backyard. And someone wants to say, don't live in a fantasy world. It's only in the movies. Uh-uh. I saw it. And he was like in his mid, again, they're in their like early to mid 20s. Whoever raised that boy, you did a good job. I don't want to throw their names out there or anything, right? But they're super sweet. If y'all are listening, I saw that. It was really, I was like, oh. He seriously just opened the door for her to get into the driver's seat. You can't even make this up. Not even the movies do that. I mean, they do. So yeah, I saw that and I thought, you know, that was just so sweet. I just had that moment as I was sitting here. What are you going to talk about? And it's just like, here it is. They've just given you this. yeah. So I, you know, leave in the comments below if you guys are listening to this, Does your husband do that for you? Does your boyfriend do that for you? Listen, I don't know if it's an expectation, but it's really sweet. You know, I don't know. I feel like me. I say it's sweet because I saw it. But if a man ever opened the driver's side door for me, I might have to go take him to get checked out. Like, I'm going to be like, excuse me, maybe instead of dinner, we should go get your head checked out. And it might even be coming from a genuine place, but that would be me. And so, you know, I should probably apologize to them in advance. That were ever a thing. Oh my God. So I have a pretty exciting week. Like, a lot of things have just been rolling. I mean, since the launch of this a week ago, listen, there wasn't a lot of people that even knew I was doing this. My mother was at the top of the list. And listen, this woman's over here trying to make shirts and hats. And I said, ma'am, I need you to bring it down a lot. A lot. Just because you hear me coming out your phone, mom. No, bring it down. Bring it down 50 notches. God love her. That woman is my rock. She drives me crazy, but she's my rock. She keeps me level-headed. But yeah, so it's just been a week of getting a lot of things in order for, it's almost like I picked up a job and didn't even realize I was picking up a job. It's a very free job. It's a fun job. But you know, I had to go out for the longest time. Honestly, here recently, obviously in 2020, I don't think any of us really needed calendars because I don't think anyone was going anywhere. We knew what we were doing. Work home if you were essential, whatever the case might be, or you were just home. Yeah, you probably needed your calendar for meetings and stuff. But I just kind of, in 2020, I just stopped using a calendar. And I was like, man, I have to go out and buy one. And I know you're going to tell me I could sit here and I could do it digitally on my phone, but I have to see it somewhere. I have to write it down or I will forget. It happened. So I was like, man, I have to actually buy a calendar. Because all of a sudden, like, I have just been so, I don't know if it's luck. I hate to say, oh, you're so lucky. Because that's not it. It's not it at all. It's more of just a blessing, really. That I have artists that are willing to participate in a podcast with me. They have better things to do. Believe me, they have better things to do. And the fact that all these guys have set some time aside, I am thanking them in advance. I'm not telling you who they are because you got to come back and listen. I can't give you all the scoop in just one session here. But I do have some amazing artists that I have worked with in the past. Some I have, some I haven't, that are now going to be a friend. Really hope that the ones that I don't know yet will be a friend, just like the other ones that have become friends. Like, they have just been a part of my world, you know, like they'll call me and check on me and say, you know, how's it going? How are you doing? Or just like a simple, hey, how are you? It's like a whole different community that, I don't know, like all you guys have just been more than amazing. You know, sometimes for a long time, I have a friend of mine who, he jokes around with me all the time, like, oh, you're a little Miss Independent, huh? Blah, 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 blah. I can do it all myself, believe me. And if he's listening, he knows exactly who he is. And it's not about being independent. You really do need people to like cheer you on like the crappiest days, or to even just be like, hey, how are you doing? Or hey, we miss you. Like, those are just, I don't know. It's just been, I have been taken back by all the love that I have gotten from people in my family, my, you know, I feel like your family, they feel like they're obligated, but they're really not, you know, they're really not. They can just completely forget about you. But like, for my mom, God love her, like, she's number one fan girl, if you ever saw one. But she's like in disguise, because she drives, you know, she's like, I don't want to embarrass you or anything. And people that I now no longer work with, that they're now friends. They're no longer coworkers. The minute that they even picked up the phone and cared enough to, like, hey, I just, you know, was thinking about you. I hope you're doing well. And they want to see you again. They're no longer just coworkers. Those are friends. And, you know, you guys, you know, my listeners, the people that I was always with or that I spoke to on a daily, who I completely miss talking to every single one of you on a regular. My mom actually gave me a good idea. I'll wrap this up with that. From my hardcore friends, just like everyone at the radio industry, country music, like I feel like I'm giving a speech here, but I'm really not. It's more of just, wow. Wow. And I am realizing how blessed I really am. So yeah, just wanted to take that out there for a second. But my mom, because I had been telling her, I was like, you know, the one thing that I do miss the most, I said, yes, I'm still able to interact with everyone on Facebook. They leave comments, they message, blah, blah, blah. I said, but I miss just a simple calling me because you saw something and that reminded you of me. Or you called me just because you were having a crappy day and you wanted me to tell you a cheesy joke and you knew I was going to be there for you. And vice versa, because there were days that were just crap and I would get a simple phone call from one of you and it would turn that day. Like that minute would just turn the day because they would say something, it's almost exactly what I needed. And I was like, you know, I can't text them. I can't, you know, I don't have that right on the spot correspondence with them. And so there are some things that in the works, and obviously the things that are in the works don't even cost me anything. So I'm just like, oh, heck yeah, I'm going to do it. So in the works means I have to get off my ass and do it. But I've also been really busy, which is nice because that first month of unemployment, I did nothing. I literally did nothing. I finished so many episodes, not even episodes, seasons. On Netflix, on Hulu. And I was just like, I gotta do something. I have to do something. Like my best friend had come over and she's like, in the same pants you were 2 days ago. I'm like, I showered. I washed my clothes. I know I look like I'm not taking care of myself, but I promise I showered and washed my clothes. I just put on the same sweatpants. I honestly, when I get a real job and I have to get up and, you know, besides, you know, appointments and plans and stuff that I have to do, but when I have to literally get up in the morning to go to a real job, I'm going to almost forget that I have to put on like real outside clothes and not just like sweatpants and a sweatshirt because currently my outside work is really in my living room. So I'm going to have to remember that. I actually saw a meme. It was E.T. We all know E.T., right? If you've never seen E.T., please watch E.T. It's just one of those movies. And I'm not even that big on movies, okay? But anyway, so there's a scene, and I'm not ruining a whole lot, but it's super sweet. There's a scene, E.T. comes out of the closet and he's just wearing all of the little girl, it just all clothes, anything he could find. They were trying to disguise him, actually. I think that's what they were doing. They're trying to make him look like a doll. Oh, okay, too much. Anyway, but he came out, he looked a mess. It just wasn't something that you just wear, right? And the meme actually said, when I try to dress up to get back to work after quarantine. So mine is going to say, when I try to dress up after being unemployed. I'm not even going to probably, yeah, I don't even know. I will say that the whole going into another job, and I'm saying this like I'm trying to manifest it, like when I go into another job, it's just going to be having to, it's almost like the first day of school at a new school. Right? You're the new kid, but you know who you are. Or you, maybe not, maybe like in high school, you don't really, but like, you know who you are. And you know you want to be so open and you know you're a lot because I'm a lot. And you don't want to like scare them away, but you're also like, hey, listen, this is just who I am. Because it's just easier if I rip the whole Band-Aid off at once, you know, versus having to take this layer off and then having to take this one off and then that one. Listen, it's just rip the Band-Aid off and here I am. And I say that that's what I'm gonna do. And I say that like just because again, I'm a lot. Like I have questions. I wanna know, I wanna learn. And it's probably why half of those other interviews, I am actually, in one of the interviews, I was asking the guy questions And he's like, why do I feel like you're interviewing me? I was like, kind of, because I need to know that I'm going to like working with you. He's like, wow, okay. I mean, he laughed. I never got a call back, but he still laughed. Anyway, so I say that I'm going to go in there. I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off and I'm just going to be me. Like, I'm just me. Here I am. You can't really do that on the first day because I think everyone's just kind of like weird and nervous. But yet that's the thing. Like, I know I'm still going to be nervous. And just like, you know, you want them to like you, but at the same time, you're like, listen, here I am. So I think I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off when that day comes. And I promise you, when the day comes, you'll know. And I'll probably have a lot to say. Anyway, so coming up in just a few episodes, I've got two artists back to back for you. A group that I just absolutely love. I fell in love with their song, and I actually did play it on my days when I was on the radio. I did this thing called Toot It or Boot It, and listeners would either, if you liked the song, you gave it a toot. If you didn't like it, you gave it a boot. And it was just one of the, I loved it because I was able to feature artists that you couldn't before, you know, that wouldn't get normal play, that they're just, you know, their songs are really good, but they're not a Carrie Underwood or, you know, or those big guys. So they don't get play. So it was, that was their time to shine. And along the way, I met so many amazing artists. I was able to chat with them and I fell in love with this one particular song. And I'm just going to say the song title because you'll look it up. You might find it. You might not, or you might actually find someone. But the song is called Hippie. I love that song. And I was able to talk to this couple and I'm going to be chatting with them this week. I've got my girl who I just love her. She sings my favorite Disney songs and she's just an amazing country artist. She has a brand new single out and it's actually one that her and I discussed about. And I'm just so excited to be able to talk to her about it and for her to tell you all about her journey here in the last year, that it's been a lot. Even though we've been in COVID, a lot has happened with her. But yeah, my mom even said, she's like, So, you think I can get on your podcast? I said, we'll talk. I was like, I could never actually take you, like do a live show with her. I mean, I could, but you would learn so much and I wouldn't be able to edit it out. And it's just, I mean, I don't know, maybe one day. Anyway, you guys, so yeah, big pack week. Again, thank you so much for all the love and support that you've been showing me. And make sure you stay tuned because I've got some artists coming up.